T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
And everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
If anyone has no business coming for anyone, it's Chris Brown, okay?
Yeah, bro.
Dude, this guy is a piece of work. So we know that he was, he's got domestic violence issues, which is the immediate next, okay? If any woman comes into contact with
him. He's got overall anger issues. He threw the chair, Good Morning America. He's been very upset about things.
He beat up Rihanna. He got charges pressed on him. Right. We saw the black eye. Then we, Karrueche Tran, when they broke up, she had the courage to actually speak out about the abuse she endured from Chris Brown and how he threw her down the stairs. I mean, it's disgusting, right?
You're still going to have those two people, by the way, that email us and say,
"Well, why are you trashing Chris Brown?"
They because better not, because I will light you up if you really want to defend Chris.
To which we will say, if this were a DVR, just reverse the show for 30 seconds and listen to what we just said.
You're an idiot if you want to defend. I can't even. How does anyone defend? This guy is insane.
So what happened? Who's he coming after?
Well, he's now coming after his ex girlfriend Karrueche Tran, who was the girl he dated for a long time after Rihanna. She's like a hip hop video chick model.
Yeah, I don't know much about her.
Well, anyway, she was the one that came out after and said as well, which is not. It's very common with domestic violence. Women don't say anything.
Right away.
Until it's over. And, you know, it takes a lot to even get out of it and be honest about what happened. So let her live, but he won't let her live because they've been broken up for, like a year or two now. And he's still insulting her and coming for her boyfriend, who she's been dating, this guy, Victor Cruz. So she's, like, enjoying her life.
Victor Cruz, the football guy?
I guess so. But here's the thing. He posted a picture of her with himself with Karrueche on social media, her boyfriend, Victor. And of course, Chris Brown has to get on her Instagram and start ripping him. And writes on his ex-girlfriend, who he's abused, no shade, boo, but in the all caps, but please style him. He look like he's shopping of the mannequin, which is spelled wrong, mannequin, spelled horribly wrong. And he spelled it with a K, by the way. And what an idiot this guy is.
Try to spell it with a Q, at least.
Dumbass. And trying to bargain with the sales manager. Chris then deleted him. He also wrote, retired wrestler spanks. I'm bleeping around. God bless. Or no, he wrote good bless, but I think he meant God bless. And then he wrote, no shade, just minor. I'm like, this is what I'm talking about with abusive men. He won't even like stop harassing his ex.
No.
Do you see what I'm like harassing? It's not even like, hey, I miss you. It's like making fun of her, making fun of her boyfriend. Like, you're sick. It's like insane.
Chris Brown. Chris, you're a douche.
I have to tell you something else too, real quick, while we're talking about this. So you know I've been trying to date again. What a hot mess this has been. These guys, I don't have the time for some of the crap you get.
You've gone from not dating at all to like a revolving door. Not in a sleeping around way, but now
I don't give a damn.
You know, you're Tindering, you're dating, you're going out left and right. I can't keep track of Mountain Man versus First Date Guy versus Tinder Guy versus
a
Madison Guy versus a West Bend Guy versus the Mequon Guy.
Because I'm trying to keep up.
I'm making them up now.
You are making them up. There's only like three, let's be real. And I only got it on with one of them.
Right.
But that's not the point.
No.
You know, and so here's the thing. There was a guy I saw yesterday on Tinder or one of these, you know, Bumble, whatever the hell. I don't know. There's a few. This, and you can put your song, like your anthem song.
Was it a Chris Brown song?
I like looking at these guys' songs because it lets me know what kind of music they like or what they would say their theme song was. Some dude had a Chris Brown song. Yeah. I'm like, what? I'm like, this is so gross. Like, you put a Chris Brown song? Hey. Get a clue, dude. And I was like, To the left. That's how you get rid of them. I'm like,
there's your deal breaker with that.
And literally, the second I saw it, I'm like, gross.
Fair enough.
Ugh. Chris Brown needs to stop.
Yeah, don't come after people. Just lay low, bro.
Accept responsibility that you're a douche and leave her alone.
Lay incredibly low, bro. God. Go away.
Seriously.
Kiss FM.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What is your good news?
My good news is that yesterday, I lost another pound.
I mean, you said when I dropped you off, when you dropped me up yesterday.
I was driving Riggs around because he didn't have a car, which was hysterical, by the way.
You said
what
to
I say?
Me that you don't care about losing weight anymore.
I don't. I'm content. Like I if they said go into maintenance, I would. We're just kind of feeling it out. Because I'm working out. I said I don't care, and then I went in and I lost another pound.
That's crazy.
And I lost 3 last week. So it's like, I can't even speak.
But you can start putting on some muscle now. So that's going to start building you up.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a good weight to increase, right?
Yes. Yes.
My good news is that we got a workout on yesterday. For the first time, Allie and I did a workout together.
Oh my God. Was that the first time we've ever worked out together?
Yes,
the
100%.
Whole time we've known. Oh my God. Because I wouldn't have been working out 5 years ago.
No. You used to make fun of me. Are you kidding me?
Of
you were like, oh, go work out. All right. I'm going to get a donut.
I was like, obsessive about it.
I was.
In fairness. So that those people get annoying. I'm like, don't be you're like all about it. And I'm like, but okay.
In my defense, though, I never became gym selfie guy.
Congrats. I never did. That's true.
See?
That's
I'm pretty proud of that. I never really put... I have done a couple because it's part of my life now.
Yes.
But I never became the gym picture guy.
No.
I hate that guy.
No, I hate that guy too. No, I hate that guy. But so I lost a pound.
Good.
And then, side note, I just want to say my other good news since it's tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to a fundraiser tonight if anybody wants to join me in Racine.
Okay.
I am so excited. Girls Inc., one of the groups I work with.
Yes.
Remember? I love Girls Inc.
I saw their commercial during the Super Bowl.
You did?
Yes. It was a Girls Inc. commercial.
Well, they asked me to be on one of their committees. I haven't even filled you in on any of this. But anyway, so I'm going to this fundraiser tonight in Racine at, is it Uncorked? Anyway, this is the point. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
And anybody can come. And I added the event to my Facebook or you can go to the website. So that's I'm taking my girls and we're going to the Girls Inc. fundraiser in Racine at the bar.
I'm going to a Kick and Sippin' fundraiser in West Bend on Saturday.
Is that tomorrow?
Yeah, that's tomorrow already.
Wow,
you believe that?
You're going to be in West Bend tomorrow, dude.
West Bend tomorrow.
And then you and I are going to be in the Father's Day Parade.
With the Muguanago Lions Club.
In Muguanago on Sunday, which is killing me. That is the funniest thing ever that Riggs and I'm not a dad.
Right?
Riggs isn't a dad.
The guy with no kids.
And has dad issues right now.
The single mom and the guy who doesn't want kids are going to be in the Father's Day Parade.
The irony.
The irony. But all good
man,
news, right?
Yeah.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
And everywhere in between, this is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, this is so sad. So Ariana Grande breaks down in tears.
Man, what happened?
In
why?
Tears when she showed up in Pittsburgh on Wednesday. You know why Pittsburgh? She gets on stage. It's Mac Miller's hometown. Mac Miller is her ex-boyfriend who overdosed at the age of 26 in September. They were already broken up.
Yeah.
But not for long. They had only been broken up a little while. She was with Pete Davidson, right?
Yeah.
She was engaged to Pete Davidson. That bizarre whirlwind of a whatever that was.
Right.
Stupid. That was stupid.
Wasn't they? Weren't they engaged?
I think Ariana knows
they were engaged,
stupid.
Weren't they?
Yeah. After like 2 weeks, remember? We were like, these idiots, what are they doing?
What are you
slow
doing?
Down.
What are you doing?
And of course, it didn't work out. I know you're shocked by that. But anyway, Ariana gets home or gets back to Pittsburgh and she's performing and she's getting ready to, you know, perform at the arena there. And it didn't go so well because they had a special tribute. Okay. And they played a bunch of his biggest hits over like the speakers in the venue during a special tribute. And it didn't go unnoticed by everyone, obviously. So then she's emotional from the beginning of the performance.
Cause she's,
you know, I'm thinking like, you know, his family's there. Think of that. She's been to his probably parents' house or whatever their situation is. So I get it. You have an emotional connection to the city because you had a long-term boyfriend that lived there, right?
Oh, yeah.
All the memories.
He was very outspoken Pittsburgh dude.
And maybe she's been in this venue with him. I mean, there's all these things that would be traumatic, you know? Well, anyway, because I can't imagine like losing someone I love, like a boyfriend, so tragically.
Right.
Especially when you've broken up with him and you're now engaged to somebody else in 2 months. Like, the guilt, it's not your fault.
Even an ex.
You should not feel guilty, but I get why that would be hard.
Yeah.
Even if
an ex passed away, I think I would have a little bit of like, oh, man, that's... feel sad.
She couldn't even sing. Well, yeah, you have to move on. You have to live your life.
Yeah.
But you can't just sit there and like mourn over it forever.
Yeah.
And they were already broken up. It'd be much more traumatic if they were together, obviously. But she was trying to say Mac Miller's name during Thank You Next.
Uh-huh.
And that's when she just lost it.
Yeah.
You know, and that, yeah. So.
Well, it's going to happen. She's going to have those things that trigger her when she's in the moment. She's in his hometown, for crying out loud, performing a song, saying his name in a song.
Yeah, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about, like,
Matt Miller. So that's sad.
It's like a bad movie. It's like a Julia Roberts movie where like your love dies, but you're already with somebody else, and now you really feel like an ass.
Yeah.
God.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So these three I want to know who the big A-lister is that showed up at the Boys and Girls Club.
They said the gay-lister real quick.
Well, are they gay? I don't know.
They are not. I don't think so, at least.
They're not. Come on, they're not. Okay, so.
These kids up in Glendale, right? They're given an award for when the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
And they think they're just going to get a shopping spree at Kohl's to kind of buy some cool stuff.
Well, not just, which is amazing you're at the Boys and Girls Club.
Well, which is an amazing thing in and of itself because these kids were good at, like, they have great grades. They were leaders in the community. They were good in sports and everything. They were just, they were exemplary students.
Well, and most of those kids
at,
you know, the Boys and Girls Club, a lot of them are faced with adversity.
So
they're succeeding in a hard environment, which is even more props, right?
They sit down with this little press conference. They think they're just going to talk about their achievements, and in walks Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, walks into the room.
It gives me goosebumps thinking about these kids having no clue, and Giannis walks in.
He is like their idol, so they lose their minds when he walks in, and he takes them for a shopping spree. They brought like some headphones and some little electronic things at Kohl's, but Giannis spent some time with these three little boys. So cool. And how awesome is that he is an exemplary leader, and yet Giannis has always been like
that. He's always been like that, though.
He kind of came from that, you know, working his way to the top. Giannis seems very humble.
That's why he doesn't want to leave Milwaukee. He's openly said it. Everyone's like, he's going to change his mind. I'm like, I don't know. He says he doesn't want to go Hollywood. Like, there might be something to that. If he's getting a dose of it in Milwaukee, which is a small dose, if he goes to LA or New York or Chicago, one of these big teams, he's really going to get harassed. Like, I get it if you want privacy, dude. And you want hometown, like, love and support. It's more genuine.
100%.
It's more genuine that way.
So that's Giannis hanging out with the kids of the Boys and Girls Club, doing good in the neighborhood.
Props, dude.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so we've been talking about Cuba Gooding Jr. and how some woman said she was grabbed by him. Oh, I only have one eye done. Are you going to be able to look at me?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, don't look. Riggs has this thing, girls, where I'm doing my makeup. I only do one eye, and it freaks him out. When I haven't done the second one, he can't look at me.
It looks so weird. Because
I have eyeliner on one eye and mascara, and he can't deal with it. Don't look at me. Riggs.
Close one eye while you're talking, at least.
I can't. Don't look at me.
Like
a
pirate. Yar! Yar!
I'm a mess. I have stuff everywhere this morning.
You're fine.
Listen, so
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Don't look at me, okay?
Let me go under the desk here. My microphone. Go ahead.
So he had been accused of groping this woman in a bar.
Yeah.
He immediately got mad when she told him to stop. And then a fight ensued where, you know, he claimed that she was lying. And a sense of entitlement almost came. Are you really going to duck down under the counter?
I'm going to sit on the floor. I'm not going to look at you. I don't want to look at you right now.
I can't even look at you. You and
you
your one eye.
You're killing me right now.
Can't even look at you right now.
You guys are killing me. Okay, so anyway.
Talk about Cuba. I'm going to sit on the floor.
This is so crazy how this ends in the end. They pulled the video from the nightclub after she pressed charges because she called 911.
Yeah.
And he was like, I didn't do it. The video's going to show it. Well, guess what, guys?
What?
The video showed that he did grope her.
He did? What kind of video is this? Is this like a cell phone video or like a closed circuit television video? What kind of video do we have on this?
It's like from the bar. Like a surveillance video.
Okay.
So she presses charges. Cuba Gooding Jr. has this response that really almost made me think he did touch her because he was so like,
responded? What did he say?
I can't even see you. This is so funny. He's under the board. So at the time he said, I didn't do it. She's lying. But we were talking about this on the air. I said, does he think it's okay because some girl is coming on to him at the bar that he can just grab her? Like, then you're missing the whole Me Too movement, brother.
Right. There's
just because we like you doesn't mean you can touch us.
Yeah, there was no consent. She didn't say like, hey, do you want to touch my booty or anything like that? You can't just assume that you can touch.
Yeah, and she's
she
said he just grabbed her breast.
Look,
she
if was I
like,
walk into the public market downtown and there's scones sitting on the bar, I'm not going to take the scones unless there's a sign that says free scones.
Right.
I'm not just going to take the scones.
Thank you.
Because, I mean, they look delicious, but the scones didn't give me consent to touch the scones. No. Leave them alone.
Leave the scones alone.
Leave the scones alone.
They're hard as a rock anyway.
They're so hard.
They're soft inside, but the outside's so damn hard.
I know.
What's up with that, man?
How did we go from Me
Too
to
scones? I don't know. You brought it up, Riggs.
I should sit on the floor more often. We're funnier when I can't see
Riggs
you.
Riggs and I are making very uncomfortable.
Riggs cannot stand that I'm doing my makeup and I have one eye done and not the other because it looks bizarre.
So I'm sitting on the floor so I can't make eye contact with you.
Well, I can't finish the other eye till the dirt's over, okay? Would you just let
me? I gotta stand
up.
Are
you gonna look? I'll hold an eye patch over my eye.
Thank you very much.
How's this? Wait, Riggs.
Make it sound like a pirate, please.
Hold on, Riggs. How's this? Okay, so anyway.
Putting a post over your eye. That's perfect. Thank you.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
And now, missed connections.
Yeah. From Craigslist.
Honk, honk, girl.
That sounds
sexy,
so bad. Right? No, honk, honk. And I go immediately to something inappropriate. Yeah. Like, no.
This one is.
No way.
This one has a sexy title. Waiting for a ride in Brookfield. Ooh.
Sounds like my girlfriend tonight. I'm picking up.
Right?
She's literally in Brookfield.
He says, we talked for a while about football and rugby and the difference between the two and how they both involved aggressive tackling. And we both loved aggressive tackling.
Great.
Well, then the ride from the car dealership came, and we wound up going in two different vehicles, so I couldn't ask for your contact info. And the clerk would not give me your info, so I'm hoping you'll see
Thank
this.
God.
Right? Hoping you might want to talk more about rugby and wrestling, maybe. LOL. Thank you, intern cough syrup. What's that?
I cannot believe that people still go on missed connections when there's 9,000 dating apps. Like, I cannot believe it, dude.
I thank you for going on Craigslist because you're giving me content. Thank you. Make my job easier.
It's hysterical.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Congratulations to our call at 25. What is your name, ma'am?
Rachel,
are you ready to be a joke for Dad Joke Friday?
Oh, my freaking God, yes. I've been waiting for this.
Yes, girl!
All right, well, before we give you Summerfest tickets.
Yes. Oh, there we go.
There we go. It is Friday. It is 7:30. It is time
for
the one, the only, yes, it's Dad Joke Friday. Dad Joke Friday. Yep.
Taking the weekend jokes in. Light and easy, people.
Yeah. What is your name again? Rachel, you said?
Yeah.
Rachel,
girlfriend. All so right. She won Summerfest tickets too?
Yes, she did. Yes, she
Amazing.
Did. But we haven't got her information, so you have to stay on the phone and listen to our dad jokes. Because whoever gets the first of three laughs will win the Batman trophy. That's how Dad Joke Friday works. Allie was the winner last week.
Yep.
With a pretty stellar joke about a shirtless guy.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And I was actually just trying to find it so I could reread it to you.
My neighbor
here
was...
it is. My neighbor with big boobs has been gardening topless all day. I just wish his wife would do the same. That was my winning joke. That was my winning joke.
So that's
Rachel, are you driving to work, by the way?
I am.
Yeah, where do you work?
Or what city? You don't have to get all... Damn it, Riggs.
I work in Delavan.
Delavan.
That
my friend Steve Sturgeon works there in Delavan.
Dude, you sound ridiculous, Riggs. Riggs is like, my friend Steve lives in that
city. He does, I promise you. He's listening right now, probably. Yeah.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, Steve.
See? Rachel's fun.
Right.
16, right?
Hunter's Auto. You know where that is.
No.
Exactly where it is. All right, here's how it works. We'll go back and forth with...
I do drive past it every day.
She knows where Hunter's Auto
Give
is.
Give Delavan a high five for us.
Yeah, we love Delavan.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go back and forth with our dad jokes. Are you ready to go, Rachel? Allie, since you were the winner last week, you can go first.
Oh, I gotta go first.
Friday.
Okay, no prob.
Go ahead.
Thank you to Haley for sending me some of these on Facebook. We have the best listeners sending us jokes. Riggs, what did the fisherman say to the magician?
What did the fisherman say to the magician?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Pick a cod, any cod. Okay, fine.
Oh,
never mind.
I get it.
Move on. It sucked. Sorry, Haley.
All right, Rachel. How about this one? Why are there no knock-knock jokes about America?
Why?
Because freedom rings.
Ba-dum-bump. Rachel's not having our jokes. Okay, let me pull a better one out, Rachel.
Wow. You're killing me, guys.
Ah, I love her.
Tough crowd.
I love tough crowds. They're keeping it real, man. All right, here we go. What did the traffic light say to the car?
I don't know.
Don't look. I'm about to change.
Wow.
Almost.
I know. We're getting better, Rachel. We're building up.
Rachel.
Using my bad ones first. Fine.
What happens when a frog breaks?
I don't know.
He gets towed. Nice.
Damn.
Oh
yes.
God.
All right. One point for me.
The corniest ones always work. It's always the corny ones.
Yeah.
I love it. All right,
go
Rachel.
Ahead,
here's the next one. I broke my finger today, but on the other hand, I'm fine. I'm making myself laugh.
I like that
I
one.
Can't even laugh at
Rachel
my own
didn't
jokes.
Laugh at it. I laughed at it.
It took her a second.
I laughed because Allie laughed.
All right, we'll count it. We'll count it. It'll count as a laugh.
My laughing is contagious on a Friday. That makes me happy. That's all I care about. God. Yes, right. Girl.
I saw my neighbor slumped over a lawnmower. He was crying his eyes out. He'll be fine, though. He was just going through a rough patch.
Huh.
Too much of a thinker.
Even our intern laughed. Rachel, that was the best. You go,
huh. I loved her reaction.
That's what I mean. Her reaction yeah. was the funny. She's like, huh. Which is what we do to people when we're trying to be nice, but we don't think they're funny at all.
Yeah. All right.
Give
right.
them the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Just, not even a courtesy laugh, just a huh.
Yeah.
Allie, go ahead.
My wife is a bodybuilder, guys. She's pregnant. Bodybuilder? Jesus. No. God.
Wow.
You suck.
How about this? Why did the policeman stay in bed all day? Because he was working undercover.
That was cute. That was cute.
Yeah, I'll take that. Two joke. 2 points. Right. 2 points. Come on, right. Allie.
My boyfriend left me saying I'm too insecure. No, wait, he's back. He only went to make a cup of tea.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you get it? Let me read it again so you can put that in your pipe and smoke it. Ready
that
for
was
this?
Funny.
My boyfriend left me saying I'm too insecure. No, wait, he's back. He only went to make a cup of tea.
Oh, my God.
I love that joke for some reason. That made me laugh.
All right, what do you do with a sick boat, Rachel?
I don't know.
You take it to the dock.
Huh.
Boat trip.
She did the huh.
Wow, another huh.
The huh. Damn. She might be my spirit animal because this is how I would deal with you, Riggs. I'd be like,
damn it.
Huh.
We're tied exactly. 2 points apiece. Next laugh wins for all Dad right. Joke Friday.
Bad Joke Friday.
All right.
My grandma hates her new stair lift. She says it drives her up the wall.
No.
That was funny.
Why am I laughing funny. At my own jokes?
Congratulations.
Yes, 2 weeks yes. in a row.
Not only do we have Allie as the winner for Dad Joke Friday, you get the Batman trophy, but Rachel from Delavan, you're also a winner.
Rachel.
We got Summerfest tickets for you.
And Rachel, I may not be a winner in the dating world, but I can win Dad Joke Friday like nobody's business, baby.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You said the morning. Best idea ever out of nowhere, so we're going with it.
Yeah, because it is Father's Day this weekend,
and
I guess.
And it's Friday. Uh-huh. And this is a great idea.
We just got done with Dad Joke Friday.
Yes, Bad Joke Friday.
So we figured we would go to classic dad lines. Like the crap that your dad used to say all the time. Like,
ask your mother.
Or where is your mother in general? My dad always wanted to know where my mom was.
He did?
Always.
Oh, because he couldn't do anything without her.
Exactly.
Yes, that sounds like my dad.
Yes.
It's like, which I don't know how to even find anything to eat. Where's your mother? Figure it out.
Which would turn into ask your mother, of course, like
right.
you said right there. Because
yes.
He didn't want to have to deal with the repercussions.
He wanted her yes. to make the decisions.
No, he didn't. So 799-1037, or you can just send us a text to 71037. What was some of the stuff that your dad used to say all the time? Something he would get on you about. My dad would...
What would your dad say, Riggs? I want to hear this.
My dad would always lie about what we were watching on television. He knew that my mom didn't want us watching The Simpsons, so we had a code. So anytime that I would hear my mom coming when we were watching The Simpsons,
yeah.
I would tap him on the shoulder so he would know to change the channel to go to something else.
See,
so we
lies
weren't watching
from
the Simpsons. See?
Lies from the start.
He got me lying up front. He didn't want
that
my mom to know
hysterical.
That we were watching that. So that was always the thing. He was like, if you hear your mother, if you see her,
you know what, though?
You tap me, you let me know she's coming.
That's kind of the equivalent. And I know it's Father's Day, but it's kind of the equivalent to the moms. Like, I'm a mom and a daughter
yeah.
hiding things from our father. Don't yeah. tell your father I bought you that shirt. It was too expensive.
Yes.
You know, things like that.
Yes.
Like, we all are lying to, like, it's funny.
And you tell your mother.
Yes.
This is the story we're going to tell your mom.
Yes.
All right. So
ask your mother is one of the funniest ones.
Yeah, it was. 799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Jessica. I'm
Jessica.
About my dad.
Yeah, what
I got another one. Jessica, what is it? Go.
What did your dad used to say?
Okay, well, my dad's not around anymore.
Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry.
He made me super independent woman, and he said, don't ever let a man put a thumb on you. He would always say that all the time. Don't
ever let a man put a thumb on
meaning...
you.
I love my husband, but if something happened to him, I'd be fine.
Right. That was good advice, as I've learned the hard way.
Right.
That's really good advice. He's saying take care of yourself and don't depend on anyone.
Brought me up independent.
Yes. You can love another person, but don't make it yes, because then you're lost. You know what one that my dad did, Jessica? And I mean, this was probably once a day if I was in the car with him. Don't make me stop this car and turn around. Don't make me pull this car over. I mean, my dad used to threaten me all the time. Because you could spank when you were when we were kids. You could still spank, right?
Yes.
And we got spanked. I mean, I did. Let's be real. We don't do that anymore. Well, a lot of people do.
Some people do.
I don't do it anymore. Anyway, I get it. So he would always be like, don't make me turn this car around and swat you. Like, I mean, things like that. Like, I would be like, okay, Dad, I'm stopping.
Jessica, thanks for calling.
Your dad while they're around.
Yes.
Thanks for calling this morning. All right. We appreciate you listening. My dad used to tell me to stop dawdling. I don't know. I never knew what dawdling was.
Dawdling.
He used to say, stop dawdling. If I was wasting time and not doing what he asked me to do, he would say, stop dawdling. And I don't even know what that was. I think that my dad made that word up. He would just words. He very well could have.
He might have.
It's the stupid crap that your dad used to say. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
I love it.
Kelly.
Kelly. All right, what are the crap that your dad used to say? What is it?
My mom used to buy us Jordans, and we used to have to tell him they were from Payless and only $30.
Wait, what?
So we're talking about, she's talking about how her mom used to lie to her dad and get her Jordans, but then they would have to lie and say they got them at Payless. That's hysterical.
Right, they're on sale. Yeah. See, the lies start from the beginning with
that. I saw intern overachiever.
Thanks for calling.
She was giggling at the text messages, so now I'm dying. It was, get into the mic, girl, and tell us.
It was funny because I was like, oh my God, my dad has said that to me before.
What is it?
My dad's famous line, it didn't just grow legs and walk away when looking for something.
It didn't just grow legs and walk away.
That's a good text. 71037 if you want to text.
My dad used to blame his farts on zoo animals, which is a very popular thing to do when he would pass gas and go, did you see that elephant that just ran under the chair? He would blame it on different animals that were clearly not there.
When standing in front of the TV, my dad would tell me that I make a better door than a window.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's fair, though, you know.
My dad would ask me if I wanted a knuckle sandwich because he would want to beat me.
Oh, my gosh. And yes, and my dad used to call me a stinker.
A stinker.
You know, he'd be like, come here, you little stinker.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Gage.
Gage, we're talking about the stuff your dad used to say.
I like that name.
What is it, Gage?
Well, first, my dad used to say dawdling as well.
Oh, he did? Dawdling?
So that's not a made-up word.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
But one made-up word he did have is if I ever passed gas, he called it brittling.
Brittling?
Huh. Yeah, he said I brittle.
Brittle.
Which I didn't learn until school that that is not a word.
Your dad just completely made this up.
Oh, no.
Did he used to blame the brittles on other animals like my dad did?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you're having a great conversation about passing gas. Can we move on
now?
Hey,
we're dads. Dads talk about farts all the time,
man. We don't want to. Okay, there's three women in the room. Next. Oh, this is a good one. Somebody texted in. And I do this to my own children, but my dad always did this, where he would be like, when you didn't shut the door, am I paying to cool the outside?
All right.
Or shut the door, the heat's on. I always say that to my kids now.
Shut the door. Shut the damn door. Oh, the air conditioning's on.
The other one I shouted the other day, which is so my dad, Riggs, is in or out. Make up your mind. Because they were coming in and out of the house. In and out of the house. And I got so pissed. I was like, in
make
or
up your
out.
Damn mind.
I just said in or out.
Let your dad yell all those things this weekend.
Yes.
Please. It's Father's Day weekend. 103.7 Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so get this.
Love salsa. Go ahead.
Okay. I know. And you also like to rehash old lines from 20 years ago, dude.
I know.
Repeatedly.
Yes.
It is. It's like the Happy Feet thing.
It is.
Huh? What's going on?
Huh? What?
Mine.
Go ahead.
Mine. See? Okay, so Cardi B had liposuction, okay?
Yes.
After she had it, she talked about it. Like, she had it, like, in the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
It's very recent. I don't know why she needs liposuction, because she looks darn good to me, but
yeah.
Hey.
Whatever.
But she says she will never get it again, because she has been, you know how many health problems she's had now?
Yeah.
She's had so many complications from this liposuction. She said, I've been working out for the past 2 weeks, because bleep, I ain't getting surgery again. But let me tell you, I haven't gotten a headache ever since. So she revealed that she had this liposuction. Then she put a thing up of her feet that were super swollen because she will not stop working. So she can't even heal. So she gets on planes, which then swell her. And then her feet are puffy, her stomach's puffy, all these places. And it's completely screwed her up. And she said, I now have to cancel shows. She's like, I kept working because I'm addicted to money. And I get it. When you come from nothing, money's a big money motivates even rich people. I mean, well, come on.
And Cardi B was firing on all cylinders for a while there. She still is. She's on fire. So yes. Keep going.
Yes. And she even went on and she said, you know, this is exactly what she said on her Instagram Live. I hate canceling shows because I love money. I'm a money addict. And I get paid a lot of money for these shows. A lot of money. I'm canceling millions of dollars in shows, but like health as well. So I have to do what I have to do. And she's right. There comes a point where if you have stuff to do, you have to stop it because it's going to ruin your whole career if you don't stop.
Well, yeah, you can start canceling shows because you're getting liposuction or surgery done.
You know how many problems I have with my voice? I've had nodules on my throat. I've had to go to like speech therapists to like learn how to use my voice.
What do you like to talk or something?
It doesn't work. I continue to scream and like be loud and then I lose my voice.
Of course.
But there was a time where a doctor was like, you can't talk anymore. You have to be quiet for a week. And I was like,
that's not going to happen.
And I was like,
have you met me before?
Well, and I said, but more than like, to the Cardi B thing is the livelihood thing. I said, I can't stop working. I remember being like in his office, like, I gotta work.
Yeah.
I gotta make money. Like, I sound like Cardi. I was like, I can't stop. I'm about to ruin my voice and my job, but I wanna keep going, which is where Cardi was.
Yeah.
So finally, I had to shut up and I did it. And it was real awkward.
Right.
But this is my point of like, if you can either ignore the health stuff if it affects your job, like Cardi B can't even move. She's so puffy from the liposuction, or she can stop. Let it heal, and then go back to making a ton of money. Because if she doesn't, she's going to lose it all.
And then get more liposuction.
right. From a better doctor.
That's what the problem is.
So, I mean, I get it in the sense that she's like, everybody would feel that way if they told you to stop working.
Yeah.
Everybody would. You know what I mean?
Not
everybody. There's a lot of losers out there. A lot of people who care about their jobs would have a problem with not working. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. Cardi B, settle down. Let yourself heal, girl. Let's go
and stop getting liposuction. You look fine and you're giving girls body issues.
You think?
Stop, dude.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
So I don't know if I told you this, Allie, but I'm pretty much consider myself a congressperson now.
Oh, really?
You know,
go to law school or get elected or what
happened? No. You know what I did? I spent 2 days on Capitol Hill in a suit. Hanging around all the other Congress people, and I feel enough like a congressperson. I feel like I speak some of the lingo now because I learn how these people work.
Smart.
I feel smarter.
I feel like more of an adult.
I really do.
Yes.
Because when I got a chance to go to Washington, D.C. with the AFSP, that's the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, to do an advocacy forum is what they did. So basically they had people from all around the country, people coming from different states, to talk to their representatives about like reform and doing things to make mental health more accessible and more affordable.
Which is great. Did you watch me try to make an appointment yesterday?
Yes, I saw you trying to get a...
Riggs was in my car because he didn't have one.
Yesterday,
and I was trying to make my third appointment.
For your therapist?
For my ADHD diagnosis, which I'm probably going to get. And I kept like calling and I didn't want a voicemail, so then I called another number. It was a hot mess.
What if they do that on purpose to keep your attention? See if you keep doing it.
Riggs goes, really? A person with ADHD? They're making it this hard? I was laughing.
Uh-huh.
But I feel bad for people that don't, one, know who to call.
Yeah.
Or two, I'm through the depression phase. I'm fine. I can keep calling. But when you're that depressed, you don't want to do anything.
No.
So trying to make something as simple as an appointment is feels like a lot. No matter if you have to go to the store and get milk, it feels like a lot when you're depressed. It feels like too much. You don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. You guys do need to help them.
Yeah, we do.
But tell them what you told me and tell the interns what you told me about the virtual therapist, which was bizarre.
Because they're funding research for like suicide prevention. So one of the things that they did was they have like a virtual doctor, like an avatar. Basically, it's the therapist that exists in like this virtual world.
Uh-huh.
So you can dial in and have a therapy session with somebody that's not a human being, but it's more like an avatar.
That's so weird.
Which is weird, but
it's bizarre.
They're saying that people are more apt to open up to an avatar, like just an image of something, because it's not a person that can judge them or look at them and talk back to them.
It's like dating when you don't people get catfished. It's like, you know, these people that want to go on these apps, but all they want to do is message for hours because they just need somebody to talk to or they need attention. It's almost the same thing because you are almost talking to a robot when you don't know someone.
Yeah.
So what is the difference? Like, I thought it was kind of weird, but now I'm thinking about how people do this all the time on Facebook. They talk to people. Maybe they just need a pretend person.
Something to talk to. Something that will talk back and not judge at all.
The avatar talks back?
Yeah, it does. Isn't it crazy?
How does the avatar talk? How does it know what to say?
It has pre-programmed responses and everything, and there's also somebody else there to control it in case they need to jump in.
Oh, that's what I needed to know. Okay.
There's a human element to it
as well. So there's not just an avatar making up the response.
But these are all the types of things that I had to go into, like, congresspeople's office, and you're basically a salesperson. You have to go in there and pitch an idea to them.
Yes, you have to explain them why they should be they should care about this and fight for us. Yeah.
And what's difficult is that your good cause is just one in line of many good causes right behind you, because behind us, there's somebody coming in with a wheelchair from ALS, and they're talking about how somebody needs funding for that.
My parents' best friends were there doing that.
With
I
ALS?
I forgot to tell you that. Yes,
oh, they
I
were?
Should show you. They were. You might have passed across.
I probably did.
They have a daughter with ALS, a grown daughter, and they were there advocating to get ALS research, and I saw it on Facebook, and I was like, yeah.
And then right behind them, there's people advocating to have, like, there's nuclear waste being dumped inappropriately.
So gross.
Yes.
So basically what you're saying is you guys go there to advocate for mental health. You're in D.C.
Yes.
You have these couple days. But the problem is that every single thing people are presenting are worthy of needing
of
more help.
Like everything that's coming in, every case. And I can see how these people deal with it on a day-to-day basis.
Well, they don't. That's right. The problem, and that's what we've talked about.
They have their people dealing with it, though.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
That's the politicians don't, I don't think, ever realize what they're really getting into. Like, when you see somebody go from, like, I'm a businessman, and now I'm the senator.
I can't imagine.
They have no idea what they're getting into. None.
The
amount
of responsibility, the amount of people that you're representing now in the House of Representatives. I mean, there's 435 of them. From all around the whole country. And there's all walking around everywhere, going to different meetings, back and forth, left and right.
Yeah.
But it was good. It felt
so
promising.
So did you guys get anything done for mental health, or do you not know, or what happens next?
I know is that the people that we met with in their offices.
Who did you meet with? Were they Wisconsin senators?
Yeah, they were all.
Did you meet with Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson?
I did not meet with them. That was the other people.
Oh,
that,
who did you meet with? Their people?
No, I met with, hold on a second, I have all the names. I have
if
all
it's nobody
names.
I'm going to know, then I don't care.
You might know some of them.
Okay.
Like, we went to Sean Duffy's office.
Oh, okay, Sean Duffy from The Real World.
Uh-huh.
And he was on the...
Glenn Grothman was another one that we went to see.
He lives in, like, Smallville, Sean Duffy, up in northern Wisconsin, and...
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
Brian Steele was another one that we saw.
Okay, I know
Mark,
him.
Mark Pecan, who has a cool bill out about discrimination against LGBTQ people.
Nice.
So we were able to tell them, thank you for putting that bill through. That's a good one for mental health. We met
very
with Gwen Moore, who's awesome.
We didn't see her.
All of these were with their people, like their legislative assistants.
That's what I mean. Which is stupid, because you're on the radio in Milwaukee with all of their their constituents,
right.
And they're not even showing up to meet with you. Get a clue.
And I asked that everyone, is the congressperson in? And they said, no, they're in another meeting. They're at a vote. And I'm like, okay.
Unbelievable.
And Ron Kind was the other one that we met. We met with six different people.
I know all those people are.
Yeah. So we met with all of their people.
Can you believe a guy from The Real World is one of our freaking congressmen in Wisconsin? I mean, it's hysterical.
Outside of his office, he's the only congressperson that has a snap code of him in front of his office.
Because he has a Snapchat?
Name. Yeah. Under his name.
Well, because he was on The Real World. He knows how to do PR.
Under his name, Sean Duffy. You can see his little snap code right there. Under it.
And he's married to Rachel from San Francisco. The Real World. Did you know that?
I didn't know any of this.
Oh my
I should have
God,
totally
Riggs,
brought that up.
Jeez. Okay, so
we met with
Sean
one of his
Duffy
people outside of his office.
Sean Duffy.
Yeah.
Super conservative dude. I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
Yeah. Way up there. Up north there. He's up north there.
He's up north.
He was on The Real World Boston.
Okay.
When we were like in our 20s, maybe high school.
That's a long time ago.
Then Rachel was on The Real World San Francisco with Puck and Pedro, who died of AIDS, remember?
Okay.
Rachel and Sean fell in love on a challenge, a Real World Road Rules challenge. They are now married and have like 100 kids. I'm not even exaggerating. They have like 4 or 5 kids. And he is one of our congressmen up near north. But we don't vote for him, though, because he's not in our district.
Nobody votes
for him. But
no.
But there's a little something for you if you didn't know that about Wisconsin.
I'll know that when I go back next year to talk to these guys again.
Oh, you'd be like, you know what? I've seen The Real World, Boston. I've seen San Francisco.
I don't know if anything will change. I know there's a lot of stuff out there that we introduced them to that they were not aware of.
Yeah.
Like things about our suicide prevention lifeline. They didn't know that. They didn't know that we had...
Stop.
They didn't
Do they read?
Know.
Do they know suicide's a problem?
I wasn't familiar with this. What is it? So it's a number people can call? That seems hard to remember. Well, yeah, that's why we put a motion through to have a 3-digit code, which is in the hands of the FCC right now, to have it basically a 911 for the brain is what it is.
What's the number?
They're thinking 511 or 611.
And then if that passes and we need funding for it?
It's already funded.
The FCC approves it.
The Suicide Prevention Lifeline is funded federally to have like the number and to have it routed to different states, but the actual call centers are individually, they had to, you know, sustain on their own. So there's
so
four
trying to
in
get
Wisconsin.
A, yeah. Like a three-digit number yeah. you can call in an emergency.
Which they've already
for
said
for suicide,
we'll do it.
And it's a real issue. I mean, mm-hmm. I can't believe talking to people how many friends they have that they've had close calls.
Yeah.
Where I was just talking to somebody at work the other day, two friends in like 2 weeks. He's been racing around because yeah. they've had suicides. I'm like, this is not okay. This sucks.
No, it's a mental health problem. So
sad.
I do know that we've made them aware. It's now on their radar because a lot of it wasn't. And that was sad, but it was good to know that we could go there armed with facts and information and say, no, this needs to be a priority. It needs to be a national priority. And we would appreciate
you
your support. And they were like, okay, we'll take it to
well,
our people.
If you're not paying attention or it yeah. doesn't affect you
uh-huh.
or you don't know anyone with these issues,
like
it's easy
like that, yeah.
to look the other way and go, uh-huh. whatever.
So I was able to grab their head and say, no, look this way right now while
well,
we're talking Riggs, to you.
You are such a congressman right now.
I am, right?
Look at you go in D.C.
with my suit on the hill.
Advocating for
I
mental
took it
health.
To the hill, damn it. It's going yes! to the hill.
Move over, Kim Kardashian.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Did you see that what they did in Nevada, the state of Nevada, where they have legalized gambling?
I don't know.
Of course.
Because, well, yeah, Vegas.
Legalized prostitution.
Rena,
just north of.
Arena. Yes. Reno is what I meant. I don't know why I said Arena. Arena.
Well, they just now made it illegal to not hire someone for a job because they test positive for marijuana. Because recreational marijuana is legal in Nevada, okay? So if you test positive for marijuana, they could deny you a job.
Right.
Until now. They've
okay.
now made that illegal.
That makes more sense.
So since it is recreationally legal and somebody would partake in such said activity,
yes.
cannabis, they would not be denied a job.
Yes.
Now, they said there is an exemption for like EMT, first responders, firefighters, police workers, which can make sense.
Yeah.
You have people in the public safety department
yeah.
that are going to be saving lives,
yep.
putting out fires,
yep.
and rescuing people that are injured.
You know what I said to somebody?
What?
We were having this discussion about, you know, just pot being legal. And I said, listen, I said, here's the thing. Because they were like, people that smoke pot don't do anything. And I said, listen, here's the story. I can think of people that smoke a lot of pot that are super productive, and I can think of a lot of people that smoke a lot of pot that aren't productive.
Yep.
And I could say the same thing for alcohol.
You could. I was going to say.
I could say, yeah. name a lot of people who drink a lot of alcohol, still get
still
up, go to work,
yep.
and are productive. And yep. I think of a lot of people that drink a lot of alcohol, and it ruins their lives.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, the argument kind of cracks me up. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
It does. It was weird in Washington, D.C.
But it
because
helps with anxiety.
It
alcohol
does.
Doesn't. It actually makes you more depressed.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? There's a big difference.
In Washington, D.C., it's legal recreationally, but it's not legal for them to sell it. They don't have shops there.
What does
so
that even mean?
What's weird is you'll go and you'll buy like a t-shirt from a place. So it's like a $60 t-shirt, but then you get a gift for
Stop.
Making a purchase. So they will like
so wait,
they'll
so
attach
you can
it.
Walk around with pot but in D.C., but you cannot find a place
you
to buy it unless you know the t-shirt place.
I can smell it everywhere.
About.
And our intern overachiever
really?
Has lived there
oh, yeah,
before.
You're from
so
Virginia.
She knows exactly.
Yep.
She's from like the D.C. area, and then
yeah.
she spent the summers here with her family on the south side, and now
yeah.
she goes to Marquette. But you grew up in D.C.,
yeah.
essentially.
Like right up in Alexandria.
Yeah.
So there's a company, I think it's called like the Pink Fox or something like that. It's a weird delivery
Probably,
place.
Yeah.
Where they'll deliver a t-shirt to you or a poster from Washington, D.C., and
yeah.
a free edible gift is included
yeah.
with purchase.
That
so they're
so
not
funny.
Technically selling it to you. It's just thrown in as a gift.
What are you going
to
say?
I don't know if you can like walk around and like smoke or all that kind
yeah.
of stuff, but I think if you're
oh.
like...
If you're,
you're
being
not
a jerk.
Be arrested for it if like you have.
If you have it,
you
they're not going
like
to give
a,
you
a card or like a verification
well,
or something.
A medical card?
I don't know
well, that
if
wouldn't
it's
be
medical.
Right.
Or if
not
it's
if it's
just
recreational.
From what it was explained to me by a guy that lived there, one of the bartenders there. He's a pretty reliable source, right?
Oh yeah.
Right.
He's a bartender.
He was
yes.
like, if you're smoking it in public, they won't do anything to you unless you're like harassing someone
yeah.
or if you're
Fair
causing
enough.
A disturbance, you're being an a-hole.
But think about, you can't drink on the street anywhere.
Yeah.
It's the
no.
same thing. You can't just walk around with booze. You
yeah.
can get arrested if you're not in the right place or,
well,
you know, public intoxication or whatever the hell it is.
Well, we all know it's a gateway drug to Taco Bell.
What?
Ew.
Burritos!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.